Morning once again. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Mark. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, in verse 29, will serve as our text this morning. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Let us read the context of our text, beginning in Mark chapter 5 and verse 25, so we get a sense of the entire passage. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging around you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Concentrating on our text this morning, we're going to bring out three applications. First, that coming to Christ results in an immediate cure. Secondly, coming to Christ results in an effective cure. And third, coming to Christ results in a lasting cure. We have all three applications inherent in our text in the 29th verse. First, coming to Christ results in an immediate cure. We read that immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. Now, the healings that we find in the Gospel accounts are designed to teach us spiritual truth. Now, it's true that there were other healings of Christ that are recorded that were not immediate, and they too have great applications. Many times they speak of the spiritual progression, the faith walk of the believer. But this one, as with many others, teach us the immediate spiritual cure, which occurs the moment we first believe. We have here the words of Christ illustrated. "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." The spiritual cure is an immediate one. That woman in our text had a disease. Before she reached out to Jesus in faith, and that disease was cured as soon as she took action. There is another man in Scripture, guilty of heinous crimes, rightfully found guilty by the authorities in Rome, yet found spiritually acquitted the moment he believed in Jesus Christ. Hanging on the side of the Lord on that tree were two men. There was the man who stubbornly, in his pride, held to his rebellion. And we go into the place of eternal condemnation and damnation. And there was another man who put his faith in Jesus Christ, and on that, at that moment, what did our Lord say to him? Today you will be with me in paradise. There is an immediate cure for him. Are you in need today of a spiritual cure from what is ailing you? Simply believe in Jesus this morning, and you will be saved from sin's penalty and eternity apart from God. The promise remains for you. Second point this morning, that coming to Christ results in an effective cure. She had suffered many things from human physicians. 12 years of unfruitful treatment had been given her. And then she heard of a man named Jesus, and it all clicked. Yes, this is the one of whom the prophets have spoken. This is the one who is the divine one provided by God, through whom effective cure might come to the children of Israel, even to the Gentiles. And in coming to the divine physician, her blood was dried up. Do you feel unfulfilled and restless spiritually this morning? Have you visited the Pharisee following this respectable gentleman's advice? Even this religious gentleman's advice to speak prescribed prayers and to do certain deeds, and through those things find hope. And you've done these things, you've tried these things, and you didn't find peace. Perhaps you visited the Herodian, supposing that you could plug in Christianity alongside all of your other worldly hobbies, and realized that it doesn't work that way. That Christ demands all of you. Have you met the worldly wise men, having come alive out of the pages of Bunyan's classic, The Pilgrim's Progress? He who had many worldly solutions for your problems. The eminent psychiatrist and psychologist, the eminent professor who inhabits the halls of the Ivy League University and writes things that sound good but don't bring peace. And so you still feel empty. Come to Christ today in all humility. He is the answer. He is no human physician, but he is the answer of what ails you spiritually this morning. Come to the great physician and taste and see that the Lord is good. What saith he to you? Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Have you been working? Have you been trying hard to find peace and solace in this world and haven't found any rest and any peace about it? Well, come to Christ. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle, or as some would have it, meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, coming to Christ results in a lasting cure. This daughter of Israel felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. She felt that she was healed of the affliction. She felt that it was gone. There are no half measures with our God. There was no temporary salve and no temporary relief given by this great physician. No temporary salve such as a pint of whiskey or a shot of morphine, a 2 Vicodins and an OxyContin. Those things may provide a little bit of temporary relief from some temporal pain, but they were not going to do a single thing for her spiritual condition. The great physician provides a lasting remedy, and the flow of blood was stopped and not to return. Now, it's very true that the Lord heals on earth, but in this earthly tent, it will not always be so. There will come a time when the answer to our prayer from physical infirmity will be no. For the appointment of death has been set, and who can stay it? The greater truth inherent in our text is this, that when the Lord heals you spiritually, the results are eternal. The spiritual cure is good not only for this life, but for the life to come. This book that you hold in your laps, that you read from, God's holy word, might rightly be called the cure for a spiritual disease. Pray after this manner if you need spiritual healing this morning. Pray after the manner written of by the prophet Jeremiah, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. I shall receive a lasting cure. Save me, and I shall be saved." For such a one as who prays that prayer is called the praise of God. Coming to Christ results in a lasting cure, even when we fall short, as so many times we do. And why do I say that? Why is this so? Because our acceptance in Christ does not depend on what we do or what we do not do, thank God, but upon what He did. It rests upon the finished work of Jesus the Christ. Have you fallen away? Have you neglected prayer all too much? Have you ignored for too long Christ's command to gather together, to worship Him, and to hear His word? Well, if you've done these things, you've lost some fellowship with your Savior, to be sure. Perhaps you've reaped or are reaping what you've sown in your life. Maybe you feel burdened by guilt or by shame this morning at the things that you've done. Maybe you feel unworthy to come to the Savior, Jesus Christ. But know this, that the worthy one, the only one who is ever worthy, Jesus Christ, died for the unworthy, that the unworthy might be able to come to Him in the spirit of peace, to the throne of grace unobstructed. Heed the words of the prophet Hosea. You know, this book is full of so many gems. And I've read through it time and time again. And it never fails that as I read through this book, or as I study the great truths herein, and I never fail to find a gem for the first time. Listen to this gem this morning from the book of the prophet Hosea, one of the Old Testament prophets. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1. Come and let us return to the Lord. The clarion call for revival for the church. For he is torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. He has caused us, in other words, to mourn for our sin, to repent, to change our mind, to do an about face, in order to bring us to the place where we might find spiritual healing at the foot of the cross. Now, the results of a lasting cure is a lasting hope. Now, I would think that the woman in our text this morning would be done seeking other physicians and seek the great one. Now, this woman had tried, had searched for 12 years, think of it, 12 years for the solution to that flow of blood, to that terrible infirmity that she had to live with, which by virtue of the Levitical law did not allow her to come close to the temple where God had chosen to put his name. Now, I think she'd be done seeking other physicians. All of those other physicians that she'd tried for 12 years didn't bring her any peace. Why then would she go back to them when she had her need, having already experienced the peace which the great physician wrought upon her? It's the same with us. Now, if you found peace with God through Jesus Christ, why then would you turn back to those other physicians that you sought for months or years or decades who did you no good aforetimes? No. This woman, if she ever had another infirmity while Jesus Christ was here in her incarnation, would surely not hesitate to track Jesus down by any means necessary and touch that hem of his garment in order to find healing. Draw these applications as well. Though Jesus may be thronged by many faithful in the courts of heaven, he was thronged by many, many people that day who sought him. Many people of faith, true faith, and many of faith of the more superstitious sort. But yet, though Jesus may be thronged by many faithful in the courts of heaven, he will still turn his face of mercy to you if you reach out to touch the hem of his garment this morning. Will you go? Will you, by any means necessary, track your great physician down, just as this woman did aforetimes? If you are among his sheep, this promise is for you. And here is the promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It was said to the Lord, to Moses, to Joshua, and by Jesus Christ to his church. And it is an everlasting promise for those to whom he says spiritually this morning, if you have apprehended Jesus Christ in faith, if you have believed upon him, he says this: your faith has made you well. Go in peace. The transaction is complete. His cure is immediate. His cure is effective. And his cure is lasting. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all you've done. Thank you for providing a cure for me. And if there are any in my hearing this morning, either seated here this morning or listening on media, who can't truly say that, pray after this manner. Lord, I've tried. I've tried for a long time, for 12 years or whatever length of time it's been for me, to find peace in my heart. And today I turn to Jesus. Standing here, or sitting here, or kneeling here, saying, to whom else should I go? Lord, accept me into your kingdom. And this promise that he made to the penitent man on the cross stands for you, friend. You will be with me in paradise. We pray that in all things this morning, one name and only one name is glorified, and that name is the name in which we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.